Hachette Audio presents Not Easily Broken, written by Bishop T.D. Jakes and read by Pamela Tyson.
Chapter 1. By the time Dave Johnson saw the oncoming headlights, it was too late to do anything but hold on and pray. He jammed his foot onto the brake pedal and twisted the wheel to the left. But the blur of steel and glass still came straight for the passenger side of his pickup. It was weird. One part of his mind knew things were happening in split seconds, but everything also seemed to slow down, like an instant replay where the sportscasters try to show whether the receiver's foot was or wasn't in bounds when he caught the ball. Dave heard Clarice screaming as the oncoming car slammed into the side of his club cab. Tortured metal squealed, and there was a crunch as the safety glass in the passenger window disintegrated. Dave felt the air whoosh from his lungs as his chest slammed into the shoulder harness. The pickup skidded sideways, and the tires screamed against the pavement. Finally, everything stopped moving. Dave's fingers were jerky and uncertain from the adrenaline pouring through his body, but somehow he thumbed the button on his seatbelt. He pulled the latch and shoved against his door. To his surprise, it swung open easily, as if nothing had happened. The damage must be completely on the passenger's side. Clarice! He leaned toward her. Baby, you okay? Clarice? Her eyes were closed and her head lay back on the headrest. Her face turned toward him. Dave's heart crowded up under his Adam's apple. He put his hand on her neck, then her chest, feeling for a pulse, for breathing, for anything. Clarice? Honey? Wake up, baby. There. Her chest rose and fell. She was breathing. Relief flooded through Dave like cold water rushing over parched ground. She was alive. But why wouldn't she wake up? Dave got out of the truck and ran around to the passenger side. He sucked in a breath. The right side from the passenger door to halfway across the front quarter panel was completely caved in. His wife must be pinned inside the vehicle. Someone was grabbing at him, talking to him. Oh, my Lord. Man, I'm so sorry. Dave pulled his eyes away from the pickup and looked into the pale, scared face of a kid who might be as old as 17. He had his cap turned backward, and the ragged, sleeveless t-shirt he was wearing said something about not caring so much about reality. His chin had a few stray reddish-blonde hairs sprouting from it. The beginnings of a beard. Man, I tried to stop. I swear to God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?